forward without having properly changed notice to the community for our open meeting.
Yeah. Actually, as Manager Von Bargen was talking, that popped in my head, because of course we didn't notice for that. And of course, there may be a different set of people that may want to comment on that about us going to the governor and asking for more stringent guidelines. However, in the emergency ordinance that was noticed, it's pretty clear what we're looking for. It's just with this new information that she received late this afternoon, it's clear that we can't clearly just adopt something like this.
I would be most comfortable with us either tabling this again or voting. I would argue strongly in voting this down and bringing forward a whole new set if that's the direction that we decide to go. But I am really not comfortable us moving forward with this. We do not have the legal authority. We thought we had the legal authority previously with the information we had received. That has changed, and I'm very concerned about the Open Meetings Act and our having notice and engagement. Someone's dialing their phone. If you could mute your phone, please. Go ahead, Lisa.
Mr. Mayor, I apologize that I'm having to ask process questions back and forth because we're all on phones. So forgive me for that. My question to Kim is that you've asked to, or you've indicated, Mr. Mayor, that your preference is to vote this down. If we decide in the future that we want to bring it back as it is, my fear if it's voted down is that it has to be brought back through the official reconsideration process.
Okay.
No,
you wouldn't. And also, I mean, it's coming back in a different form. I would say no, that it can come back in its current form. However,
even if it's voted down,
the information that was given,
I apologize to the assembly and to the listening audience that we're working through this process sort of so publicly, but this literally just came through right before this meeting. I would like to, at this point, given that my concerns about the legality of taking action, my concerns regarding open meeting and transparency to the community, I'm even concerned with the assembly providing guidance outside of what we were proposed to discuss. But Kim, I'll leave that up to your parliamentary judgment. If the assembly can vote on providing guidance moving forward, given these,
it wouldn't have to be a vote, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, how would we go about that? I know we've used the. Do we work on it through? Is anybody opposed to that? How do we go through without taking official action?
So with regards to the ordinance that's in front of the assembly now, I think the cleanest way would be for Assembly Member Gilbert to withdraw her motion and then have the assembly approve that.
Okay. And then as far as guidance to the city manager, either way, and I'm not advocating one way or another right now, do we need to do that, Lisa? Do you need those marching orders from this body? Or would you investigate and get back to us once you have a plan that you would like to have signing off? Or because what I don't want to do is I don't want to march over minority voices, and I don't want to, I want to make sure that everybody is clear on the process, so there's no process questions. Lisa, I'll let you take that.
My pause is indicative of me trying to think through things. I think everybody is, and Kim, step in here if you think I'm doing something inappropriate. the information that we received from the state about our eligibility to do these things is directly related to us passing these things, passing any local mandate, really, and so any travel-related mandate. And so I guess, absent concern expressed by the assembly, I feel like my next task would be to go to the state and ask for permission through the governor's office.
Okay.
Whether that can be discussed at tonight or not, I don't know.
That's my issue. I don't believe that that discussion should take place in this meeting. It hasn't been noticed. People that may want to speak to that don't have an opportunity. And we're kind of moving well beyond the scope of what was originally the plan. And I appreciate that it just changed, but I'm very nervous about us taking action that excludes somebody from participating in this process. So what my preference would be, and Kim, if you don't agree, please chime in here. My preference would be that this motion is withdrawn and that this meeting is adjourned and a subsequent special meeting or regular assembly meeting, we bring it forward to have the discussion to either, you know, Lisa can walk us through the process that it would take or at least bring back some plans. But at this point, I'm not comfortable moving forward with sort of giving clear direction to you one way or the other. Kim, do you feel that that's in line?
Yeah, because the meeting was noticed as this ordinance purpose only. And based on the fact that we thought we were a small community and we don't meet one of those criterias, so therefore we don't qualify. I don't believe there is anything wrong with error on the side of caution and withdrawing the motion. We could, like you said, we could always bring it back if we feel like it's an emergency and we decide as an emergency meeting or a special meeting within 48 hours, we could always do that.
Okay. Assemblymember Decker, I know you want to make a comment. Please go ahead.
So a couple of things, Steve, before we, or Mr. Mayor, before we take any action to remove this motion, I'd like some discussion on the motion and on what's in front of us. I recognize that the new information, we can't act on it, but I think that there's some things that we should talk about because I think that they're important to try to think through how we move forward. A couple of, and then some new information besides what Lisa mentioned. There's been some other meetings today that I think both the borough manager and Didi and myself were involved, three separate meetings completely, but with additional information coming forward from the state. And I'd like to get at least describe what I know that's relevant to this motion. The state on a conference call about 165 people
Julie, I'm sorry to interrupt you. What I would like to do is understand, I guess, then if we're going to launch into this, I would like to understand if that's the assembly's wish. I have problems with the process if we're discussing something that we now know we are not capable of doing. And again, so I would really like to, I guess, and Kim, help me out. I'm trying to say that if the discussion of this moving forward, I would like to clean it off the table, get whatever new thing we want to get up there and bring that on, because this is an emergency meeting and we now know we're not taking any action. We called an emergency meeting to take action and now it's turning into just a general discussion. I'm not really comfortable with that. Kim?
Yeah. So I would have to agree with the part that you said that this is an emergency meeting to take action. We can, if the assembly chose to, kind of regroup, and we can call a work session tomorrow, and that could, you know, you could give the manager direction, and Assembly Member Decker and Captain Spree and Lisa can talk about the teleconferences that they had today with the new information that we have now. I feel more comfortable with that.
Yeah, as would I. I would like to just clean this up and then do a work session tomorrow with all the new information. And then I think we have to give at some point some marching orders to Lisa, and she can kind of get her ducks in a row to figure out what that's going to look like. I just feel like at this point, we know this is off the table, and so we need to back up and punt. But Kim, what are my options here? Call for, can I call for a procedural vote? What can I do here?
Well, I have a comment before that, though.
Okay, go ahead, Dave. Sorry, I've not seen the hands this time around. I don't know.
Okay, I've had my hand raised for quite some time.
Yeah, we're not seeing it. Sorry.
Okay, so this pertains to either take action or don't take action. So I feel it's pertinent to what we just are discussing, okay? Why can't we take action? What legal thing could anybody do is my concern. Okay, you have other towns that have hub axles, critical access hospitals, everything, and they have taken action. I do not understand why all of a sudden we're going to back up and punt because someone told us that this is a hub hospital. The last meeting, it wasn't a hub hospital. Now somebody in the state determined it was. I still feel that this is still critical to the safety of our community and that there is no reason why we would not take action.
Thanks, David. And if I could field that. So we've been told by Search that it does not believe it's a hub hospital. The state has come out and definitively said it is a hub hospital. And the state's loophole in allowing small communities to take action that supersedes the state's action is based on three principles: under 3,000, non-hub hospital, and no road access. And we just don't meet that. And it doesn't matter what Search thinks it is. It doesn't matter what ASHA says we are. All that matters is what the state says it is. And my understanding from speaking with City Manager Von Bargen is that we are actually, if we take actions in a broad sense, we place ourselves for legal action from the state, from industry, from individuals, for a broad variety of things that could include impeding somebody's ability to travel. So we want to, I guess what I'm saying is, we can slow this down a little bit, get our ducks in a row, and figure out what the best approach is. And I think, you know, get Julie's new information and everybody's new information, but proceed in a sort of deliberative manner. And Dave, I'll turn it back to you if you want to follow up with that.
I understand all that. It's just, these other towns that have critical access, what has happened to them? How long have their mandates been in? This could take weeks. This could take a month for the state to get back to us. And then all of a sudden we could have 10 to 20 cases in here because we didn't do something.
And Dave, I appreciate that. And trust me, nobody wants to see this more than I do. But I guess what I'm thinking is a couple of days for us just to get this organized and ordered. And it may mean, the other thing is that what is written may change substantially, even once we understand the process that the other communities went through. Our stuff was all written in the belief that we were able to move forward with superseding state law. Once we look at what the other communities did, we may find that there's a way to word things that protects the community and doesn't get us in trouble. Patty, your hands.
Okay. One thing, Steve, I would like to let the assembly decide as a whole. And if everybody decides to do what you're saying, I'm great with that.
Okay, sounds, and I appreciate that, Dave. That's why I was asking about a procedural vote from the assembly. Patty?
Yes, I'm not so sure the state. And so that status that search has made trump whatever the state has to say or the state mandates. I kind of agree with Assembly Member Powell, but I will withdraw the motion if it is the Assembly's wishes.
Thank you, Patty. Does anybody else have anything they wanted to add? And I think, Kim, I just again double check, a procedural vote would be appropriate?
Yes.
Okay. So does anybody else have anything they want to add on the procedural portion of this right now, that moving forward with a procedural vote with a motion to withdraw the motion and move forward with the city manager leading a work session tomorrow night? Does anybody have, Julie?
I guess I was just, I put my hand up before you clarified that. I wanted to make sure we were clear about the process moving forward, because I think there are things to discuss in here that might be, that are relevant to how we move forward, so.
I have.
David, go ahead.
The thing that I'm worried about is I don't really feel that the state, I think it should be the other way around, where the state can tell us no. I mean, I don't understand why we cannot put this into place the way it's writ and then make the state tell us no. I mean, they're not telling all those other communities no that we know of. So I'm really nervous about just putting this off. I'm sorry.
And that's completely fair. And again, I'll just come back to, we can put this into place and we're working outside the bounds of the authority within the state, and people can just ignore what we've said because what we've done is not recognizable by the state. And so in some ways it's just a bunch of hollow legislation that has no teeth to it. And I guess I'm not calling for a week or two, I'm calling for a day or two for us just to back up and figure out. This is, quite frankly, this news changes everything. And perhaps Patty's right. Once we get, you know, we couldn't speak to anybody up at the state, but perhaps once we do, maybe they will come back and say, oh no, that wasn't the way it's meant. But as it stands right now, they were very clear that we do not qualify. So unless somebody else has something they'd like to say, I'd like to call for the procedural vote. And if it's the assembly's will to not withdraw the motion and continue on in this fashion, we will do that. And I will also allow, after discussion, I will ensure that we allow for folks who want to be heard to be heard. I will point out one further thing, and that is the assembly moving forward in a manner that is not this doesn't follow state law. I believe that should be noticed in and of itself, so our citizens who may wind up paying the cost of us being sued have an opportunity to weigh in under persons to be heard and speak with their assembly people as well. So that was the only other thing I could think of there. But if it's the will of the assembly, we'll move forward. I don't see any other hands unless I'm missing somebody. Would you please call the question of withdrawing the motion?
Okay, so a yes means to withdraw and a no means to continue?
Yes.
Okay. So Assembly Members DeLong?
No.
Decker?
I'm sorry, Kim, can you remind you what no and yes means?
Sure, so this is a procedural vote, so a yes means to continue and a no means to withdraw.
No. No, I thought you just said yes meant to withdraw the motion.
Sorry. This is so why yes, I should take notes.
Yes is to withdraw. No continue. Is to stay the course.
Continue. Okay. So yes to withdraw, no to continue.
Please go back to Assemblymember DeLong and ensure that was her understanding.
Assemblymembers DeLong?
No.
Okay. And that would be to continue.
Right.
Assemblymembers Decker?
Yes.
Assemblymembers Powell?
No.
Assemblymembers Larrabee?
Yes, withdraw.
Gilbert?
Yes, withdraw.
Morrison?
Yes, withdraw.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes, withdraw. With that, it sounds to me, Kim, the yes withdraw has it.
Yes.
Assemblymember Gilbert, will you make a motion? Or, would you withdraw your motion?
Yes, I withdraw the motion that was made April 6th during the special emergency meeting to approve ordinance number 977.
So it's been withdrawn. So at this point, I want to just first of all thank everybody who called in tonight, and my deepest apology that you had to watch us work through our conniptions here trying to work through our procedural process. I want everybody in the community to know that transparency is incredibly important to all the assembly and the city government, and we want people to have a chance to participate at every possible time. So with that, we're going to adjourn this meeting. Unless Lisa, do you have anything further to add?
What time are we having a work session tomorrow?
Okay, well, I guess let's try again. Would it work for people to have a work session in the afternoon? Can you put your hand up if, let's say, 1 o'clock works for you?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock works for David. Let's go with 5 o'clock tomorrow. Is there anybody opposed to 5 o'clock for a work session? Okay, we're going to go with 5 o'clock. Lisa, is there anything else for you?
No, that's it.
One other thing, Mayor.
Yes.
I'm sure that there are members of the community that called in wanting to speak under persons to be heard, and I'm sure I'm going to get the question on, even though it's a work session, will we allow persons to be heard? And I just want to be able to say yes, have you say yes or no, so that question is answered for the public. I know generally for work sessions, we do not, unless the assembly wishes.
And I believe for this work session, we will not have general comments. Again, this will just be an assembly work session. And if you have something, information you would like to get, please send it through City Manager Von Bargen. And,
or to me, send it to me.
Kim, to the clerk, and then she can ensure that we have your information as a part of our work session. But for us being able to work through the process, we'll keep it to just the assembly. But again, if we can have it, do we usually have work sessions on the radio, Kim?
Not normally, but I can go ahead and set up a Zoom, and I can talk to the radio station to see if they could broadcast it or not.
Perfect. I think there's a great deal of interest in this, and if we could broadcast it, that'd be great. So with that, then, if no one else has any other comments, we will adjourn at 6 p.m. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.